Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, it's easy to be overwhelmed by the thousands of skincare advertisements on television, radio, magazines. We purchase these products in hope that we will look as good as the airbrushed, computer-enhanced model or actresses in the ads. My guest is Taylor Rose. She's a medical esthetician, and we're talking about simplifying your skincare. So we see these ads, Taylor, and there are certain grades of cosmetics that we should be looking to. There's cosmetic grade, medical grade. Speak about the grades a little bit and what we should be purchasing.
Okay, so understanding the different grades of skincare is actually going to help you simplify your shopping right down to your skin regimen. So there are actually three different calibers of skincare on the market today. And this may come as a shock, but the lowest is cosmetic grade, which are those products that unfortunately get the most exposure. And that's anything at Ulta, Bloomingdale's, Sephora, anything that you don't need a license to purchase and that you see all over the commercials that's promising everything. So try to stay away from these, believe it or not. And regardless of how inexpensive or overpriced these products are, does not necessarily mean that they have quality ingredients. So you want to learn the difference between genius marketing and genius ingredients.
Okay, so, and then what is medical grade? What does that mean?
The medical grade is the only products on the market that can be purchased by a dermatologist or medical spa that have the highest caliber of ingredients. They're pharmaceutical grade, stabilized, and these products unfortunately don't get very much exposure when these are the products that everyone be using. And some examples of medical grade skincare, and you can go online or go to your dermatologist or local med spa to find these, are Obagi, Glytone, Dermaquest, and my favorite is PCA Skin.
Okay, ladies, I hope you're writing these down. Now, suppose we do go to our dermatologist or our med spa and we get these products and we're using them. It seems so overwhelming, Taylor. How many things do we put on our face? What do we do right when we get out of the shower?
Now, that's what I hear all the time. Okay, so forget the toner. Forget the five different night creams on every day of the week because that is not necessary. You want to revert back to simple science. So if you're using quality products, like I mentioned, all you have to do is do a couple things. Anyone over 25 should be using a Retin-A, old school Retin-A from a doctor. Have them call them in. It's $5 if you have insurance. Then and you should be using that at night only, after you cleanse, of course. And then you can apply your favorite night cream or carrier oil, which is unbelievable to use at Retin-A because it won't interfere with the integrity of the Retin-A. So that's what I do. And in the day, I only use a vitamin C serum and an SPF. And that's all you need. And as long as you're maintaining with medical grade treatments every so often to combat, you know, visible signs of aging, you will be in great shape. But 90% of it is what you do at home. So making sure that you're focused on purchasing a medical-grade skincare and using some sort of Retin-A or some sort of exfoliating product at night that, you know, you can get from a dermatologist, along with a mild hydrator. And then in the morning, all you'll do is, I actually don't wash my face in the morning, and my skin has greatly improved because of this. So I just let the water run on it in the morning, and I wipe it clean, and then I apply my C serum because it has the tiniest molecular structure. So that is going to absorb right into the skin, and it's like coffee for your face. It'll brighten up your skin. It'll fade the dark spots. And after that, I'll use my favorite SPF, which is by PCA Skin. And I'm very passionate about this SPF because a lot of SPFs, clog your skin. No one wants to wear them, but the reason why we're unhappy with our skin is because it's exposed to all the environmental toxins and UV exposure. So the best SPF I found that does not clog my pores, that I could actually sleep in and be fine, is their Protecting Hydrator SPF, and it's only SPF 30. You don't need a 50 or a 70. All of that is nonsense. If you're buying medical-grade products, you don't need to worry about buying an 80, you know, Neutrogena that's going to clog your pores and
now, Taylor, when people wear SPF, if they put it around their eyes, it can sting. So do you
exactly.
have to keep that away from your eyes? And then what would you use separately on the top of your eyelids and right under your eyes where most of our wrinkles sit?
Okay. So going, not to keep giving PCA so much credit, but honestly, their SPF, you can put it right over your lips, right under your eyes. It will not irritate your skin whatsoever. It has no scent. It absorbs in like silk. Honestly, it's the only SPF I know that is this versatile and that I've had such great feedback from, and I use myself.
So okay, so we can use that.
That's one that I can guarantee that I know from my experience works.
And you can use that. Now, should we be using a separate eye cream at night?
Yes, an eye cream. Now, the guys, you know, are a world of their own. So if
and
you
they're
have,
and they're where we show so much of our age too.
And they are, exactly. So what I would suggest is testing a couple of them, because some people are more sensitive than others. So you just have to find your perfect eye cream. But again, you know, resort back to the medical grade. I know there's
so even the ones like Sicily and these ones that are at Neiman's, and these are not,
and they have beautiful bottles and
everything. They smell great.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very expensive.
They're very expensive, but they're only licensed to sell cosmetic grade ingredients. And that's my biggest point of trying to educate my clients, and they are just dumbfounded by how could this be? How could they have so much exposure when really they are not licensed to give you results.
That is an amazing thing that you're saying, is that even those very expensive products that you're getting at Neiman's and Macy's are not licensed to sell medical grade, that the cosmetic grade is not going to do what you really, really want it to do. What is your favorite wrinkle cream?
My favorite wrinkle cream.
Would that be Retin-A?
Really... yes. Me and Retin-A, it's one of the greatest skin innovations. It's old school, and this younger generation is kind of forgetting about it. So I wanted to bring more attention to it because it's excellent, and it's a preventative treatment to maintain a beautiful texture. Now, you have to find your right setting because there's all different strengths. So you work that out with your doctor. But I would definitely explore it. It's worth exploring. And my favorite wrinkle cream, actually, is emu oil, which is kind of unique. I use it in conjunction with the Retin-A, but it is beautiful. I wake up with glowing skin, and I wouldn't change a thing about it.
Well, you sure got me sold on that. I'm going to get some emu oil and some Retin-A because that sounds great together. And the last thing, in just about 10 seconds or so, what do you think makeup-wise is the most important thing we need on our face? Is it foundation? Is it powder? What is it? Just 10 seconds.
Mineral makeup with an SPF in it. You can keep applying it. Won't clog your pores. It gives you great coverage, and it'll make your skin healthier.
Well, that is great advice, and you can see more about Taylor Rose at SoluxMedSpa.com. They're located in Chicago. The website is SoluxMedSpa.com on Hubbard Street in Chicago. And she's got some great information, ladies. This is what we have to do. She's bringing Retin-A back into the picture. I've been afraid to try it, so now I'm not gonna be afraid. So here we go. We're going to try our skincare regimen for the fall and get rid of some of the damage we did over the summer. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.